Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. 2020 in this house. The 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast is back. EG3 here with y'all for another edition of 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Greer III. All about the latest in the world of border sports. Y'all know what it is. Getting outdoor truck series, the Xfinity series, NASCAR Cup series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And first episode of the new year. Hope everyone enjoyed the holiday season, including the new year. Things are ratcheted up here as we're headed down. The countdown to Daytona continues, folks. And a little bit of a different show here this afternoon as we're recording this podcast on a chilly, very chilly Saturday afternoon here on the eve of divisional round in the NFL playoffs. Before we dive on into this episode, of course, y'all know what it is. You can find it through our NASCAR podcast wherever you download your podcast from, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, Stitcher, Google Play, more. And of course, you can follow me at EG3 at EG3 underscore Fast City. Again, Twitter at EG3 underscore Fast City. Yeah, it's been a bit since the last time we were on. And of course, we record this podcast from the MHK Manhattan, Kansas, where I said it's been awfully chilly, and coming off the ice storm here in Manhattan, Kansas yesterday, and I'm coming off of from having the flu for the first time in some 20 years or something like that. Yeah, not fun having the flu come in town and bother you for a couple days and then trying to get over what's left of it. So, but I am back, basically almost, or you can probably say 95% back now. And that's the reason why this show is, let me rephrase that, that flu was not the reason why we've been off for the last couple weeks. Obviously taking a break in between, and NASCAR news been ratcheting it up here pretty much almost every day this week. So, but yes, having the flu after the new year, after New Year's Day, the first day of the new year, sucked, you know what. And this is coming off of work, actually. Yeah, this developed during while I was on work. Having the flu developed after lunch, and then by the time into the shift came, or after my route was over, yeah, I was pretty much done for. Never felt my body like that in quite some time. And yeah, I just felt like cookies in an oven pretty much. And then turn around, next thing you know, you can't move, and you're still yet trying to play hurt, try to play sick. That's not gonna work either. So yeah, that's was my story really through most of this beginning of the 2020 year to this point, and it finally getting over the hump really Thursday, and here I am Saturday recording this podcast, the first of the year. So we're just trying to get this engine warmed up here in the 3-Watt NASCAR Podcast, EG3 here, and so is my voice as well here. And it looks like we're off moving, and I've yet to mention Big D here as well here. Yeah, you didn't want to be here, but you're here anyways. So, yeah, we're doing it on an odd day, Saturday, because, yes, the championship game is on Monday. This episode won't be out until after the national championship game on Tuesday. So we will know when this podcast comes out that the winner, will Clemson repeat, or will LSU take them down? And obviously, we'll know who's going to be playing the AFC and NFC championship games as well here once this podcast comes out as well. And of course, yes, folks, the Chili Bowl starts on Monday, so lots going on here entering into a new week as well. Yes, the first podcast of 2020 in anticipation of, yes, everybody's looking at, and again, I talked about this on the last year, one of the episode off-season podcast, about everybody's already looking for 2021 and all this other stuff. Yeah, you have the anticipation of the new Gen 6 car, whatnot, what else, but we still got a whole year, folks. 2020 vision going down. 2020 is going to be lit up. I gotta tell you, man. Looking forward to it, man. And schedule this and everything else. You don't want to overlook this year too much. I mean, that's a mistake in itself anyway. But yeah, so much going on. And things are picking up, obviously. Last time we were with you, Haley Deegan moving over from Toyota to Ford, starting her process in Daytona already this past week as well. She's not the only one down there. Kyle Busch getting ready for the Rolex 24 here in another week or so. I don't know the date. I should know it, but I don't. Now, off the top of my head anyways, but Kyle Busch, I don't know off the top of my head see who he's racing for, but apparently he is racing the Rolex 24 and looking to get that elusive Daytona win. Obviously, yes, he's going to be racing Daytona 500 coming up next month as well. So, Kyle Busch, defending Cup Series champion, already on the move here. And crew chiefs in the news yet again, this time. Remember Jerry Baxter last year with Brett Moffitt? Well, he reunites, or will reunite, with Bubba Wallace this year, this upcoming year, in the 43 car for RPM Richard Petty Motorsports. Yeah, folks, Richard Petty Motorsports. So this is Bubba's third crew chief in the last, already entering his third year, three crew chiefs in 2 years. Obviously, the 43 is looking to take a step forward. But yeah, again, when you look at the wild card picture of things, obviously everybody, this is going to be the same old rule settings that we saw last year. Again, I said it on this podcast a couple weeks ago, that who's going to make the proper adjustments to the 2019 racing setup package. So, with JGR, 19 wins last year, and of course, the championship, yeah. You probably would expect them to stay the course there and maybe even do just a tad little more. But when you have teams making crew chief changes and just blowing up everything, looking to make a huge dent, yeah, you're trying to make that next step. And apparently, Big D, that's where the transition is going to set at. Penske Racing. This coming early in the week, folks. Penske Racing decides, hell, you know, Brad Keselowski late in the year, and this was asked by one of the media members. Somebody asked him that, or maybe Brad might have brought it up, but the possibility of not working with Paul Wolf anymore after, I believe this came right after the Kansas City race, after he got eliminated, after showing speed early in the race, faded. That's pretty much what Penske did throughout last year. That was the pattern. Start off hot, answering the bell of Joe Gibbs Racing, and then be non-existent. That's exactly what happened. And then questions came up about Keselowski and Wolf's relationship. Are they going to be done? Well, that question was in all caps, yes. Roger Penske decides, let's blow this whole thing up in the smithereens. Let's pair these guys up with different crew chiefs and not just one. Let's just do all three of them. So, Brad Keselowski. Now, this is the more interesting of the three in my eye. Brad Keselowski over to Jeremy Bullins. The car number is still the same, but Bullins moves over to the two car. Yeah. In my opinion, yeah, Keselowski, a former champion of sport, he got shafted. I think he got shafted on this one, but hey, I mean, chances are 50% chance that you're going to get either Bullens or Gordon, and he got Jeremy Bullens as the new crew chief. That is going to be interesting in itself there. See what happens there. Bullens, a two-time winner in the Cup Series there. You ask for Joey Logano? Well, he gets the aggressive Paul Wolf there, and this is probably going to be a match in heaven, most likely. Of course, yeah, Logano's the aggressive one there, but Paul Wolf, given he's a Cup champion in that aspect as well. Keselowski, as I already talked about, you're seeing the Three Wide NASCAR podcast for the first time in 2020 EG3. He with you on a very chilly afternoon, Saturday afternoon, as we record this podcast, as we're getting ready for some football here a little later on, in about just over an hour from now, looks like, as we're recording this podcast now. Of course, the Vikings and the 49ers will do battle here to start divisional round weekend. But back over to Logano and Wolf. Yeah, you would think on paper this would be this duel right here. Obviously, Logano coming off a championship in 18, did not get to the Final Four last year. And Logano was awfully quiet last year after starting off hot, winning Vegas, and then he just went cold as well. So Roger Penske, obviously with the changes, not pleased of the performance of his race teams. And then that leaves, obviously, the 12 in Ryan Blaney. It gets Todd Gordon and Ryan Blaney, obviously getting both his wins, actually two of his three wins in the postseason since coming to the Cup Series. That lone outside win going to his rookie year when he was with the Alliance team, the Wood Brothers, and that 21 car. So Blaney last year, throughout the first half, had probably more of the faster cars, but could not capitalize on them. Now, you're getting the crew chief that, okay, he's won a championship in the Cup Series, knows how to make the right calls, and it's going to be fascinating to see, man, especially the Brad Keselowski, Jeremy Bullens pairing. That's going to be really, really interesting there. See what happens there, obviously, with those teams. And can they throne the organizational champions? And obviously, the defending champion, that would be Kyle Busch. So this leaves now, and you throw in Cole Pearl's absence now, of NASCAR now, two driver crew chief combinations who've won championships together. For Kevin Harvick, Ronnie Childers, and Kyle Busch, Adam Stevens, the two pairings left. Obviously, and of course, you got to go back. Jimmy Johnson, he and Chad Knaus broke the loose ties in the beginning of last year. So there's that also. So only two crew chiefs, driver combinations now, who won championships entering a 2020 season. Man, this is going to be different, man. I got this year, and yeah, again, everybody says 2021 is going to be different, but let's not overlook this year. We're only in the first month of the year, and yeah, when we go to, or when everybody's down in Daytona here in a few weeks, yeah, everything's going to be looking so much different than last year. So Penske Racing decided, hey, let's just throw another wrench into things here and make another shockwave in a NASCAR, and that's what you did. Now you bring in Matthew Benedetto in here in that 21 for the Wood Brothers, and I don't know who his crew chief is. I would probably soon find out about that here momentarily as we get more deep into the month here. But that's interesting. So all three just joined us. All three drivers for Penske Racing who started off in a house of fire last year, ended in a thud. None of his teams did not make championship four. Keselowski failed to make the final eight there. And of course, Logano and Blaney fell in Phoenix there as well. So, Brad Keselowski paired up with Jeremy Bones in the two car. Ryan Blaney in 12. Now's with Todd Gordon. And Joey Logano in the 22. We look at it on paper. Probably the best combo right here. And Paul Wolf. So, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. You don't want to stay stale. You want to keep things exciting. Well, this is going to keep a lit fire lit here heading into the year here, and we'll see. Obviously, you know by now, we seem to be talking about this every time we come around speedway tracks, including Daytona, which will open up the year. Ford, you know they're going to bring the thunder down there to Daytona, so this is going to make things a lot more interesting. And I will keep, if I were me, I would keep eyes on the 12 car, Blaney and Todd Gordon. Yeah, you know, Ryan Blaney, we talked about the talent of Blaney each and every year. You know, now it's time to get multiple wins. And this might be a step in the direction of bold predictions, but Blaney, now you have a good crew chief who knows what you're doing and knows how to get maximum out of his race cars. So that 12 car, who's been fast year in, year out, but had really only one win each year to show for it. Yeah, I mean, I'll be stunned if this 12 car is not a multi-winner by the end of the year with all that is kind of going with this team heading into February. So that's why I'm looking at that. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, Logano and Wolf are probably the best on paper here. But again, yeah, out of these three, I'll just keep my eyes out on Blaney and the Gordon combination right there. So definitely, Penske, definitely shaking things up. You're listening to 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 here with you on this Saturday afternoon, cold state of Kansas, Manhattan, Kansas, where we record this podcast. Real quick before we intermission for a bit here, for a minute or two, this also came out, and I'm not going to even try to explain this, because for the Truck Series and Xfinity Series, in a total of 4 or 5 races, I believe, quote-unquote, no live stops. No live pit stops or something in the baloney of that matter. No stops, meaning pretty much when I read this from this coming out of Athletics, Jeff Gluck, that basically what it's telling me is no four tires. You got to take 2 on separate stops. That's telling me. Oh boy, Big D. I mean, I don't want to get into that right now, but yeah, there's more where that came from. You can find it on The Athletic. Also, NASCAR.com has the explanation as well. And that's just, when the first race of this rule for the trucks comes up, we'll definitely have a little bit more. But yeah, so the weirdness of this is, to spice up, obviously, I could see what they're doing here. Spice up the competition. Spice up the strategy. Wait. So, hold up. So, we're seeing on the regular pit stops, they're spicing it up, obviously, comes to the stages, you know. But when it comes to road courses, everybody is almost predictable. And there was a point in last year that we talked about that as well, when the strategy is too predictable and whatnot, especially on road courses and whatnot, where the stage falls and whatnot. Yeah, this right here, this might add some more spice. I don't know. Obviously, we're a long ways from that. That's so. This is obviously only in the Xfinity and Truck series. So that's where I stand on that. So I'm not going to explain any more on that situation. So until we get a little closer to when this goes down, this will go down this summer. It's just not right now. So there's just a lot of 500 discussions here in the news. We'll get to that on the other side of this break. And obviously, get to some other sports here this afternoon. Obviously, K-State basketball team struggling. We'll have that and more still to come on the other side. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're coming back after this timeout.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
NASCAR Podcast, first one in 2020, on the airwaves, EG3, Eddie Greer III, with you here on the yearly opener of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series of three biggest divisions, all of motorsports. Ross Chastain makes news headlines once again to kick off 2020 year. This time though, we know he's going to be in the Xfinity Series this year full time, obviously, and this would be a huge stunner if Chastain is not a championship contender, but we should fully expect him to be right there contending for the championship in Phoenix. Of course, a new location for the championship title race. But back to the present time, though. Chip Ganassi, Ross Chastain, they will make an appearance in the Daytona 500. So you remember that number, that 77 number that won last time we're at Daytona? Well, that's going to make another appearance. But this time, Chip Ganassi, this will be a fully prepared Ganassi race car, and obviously he'll be paired with the former 500 champion Kurt Busch and the red hot Kyle Larson. This offseason news here from 19 on into the new year. So Ross Chastain, huge opportunity, and of course it was him that won Daytona, leading that 1-2-3 charge initially until Allmendinger's got confiscated there for not posting tech. So we all know Chastain, you put him in a very good ride, he's going to give it a ride for sure. And now with this whole transformation of the 77, which was with Spryer Motorsports, that has been turned over clearly. So right as we speak right now, that thing is going to be prepared under the Ganassi roof. And we're going to see Rashad, and there's going to be a sponsor added to this machine. I believe Avant Health. The last time I heard this to Big D sometime this week. Again, it's been a long week of recovery week for me on the health side of things. But Chastain will be in the 77, and will be on that track. Also, kind of inspired more sports connection here. Justin Haley stayed out on that racetrack, pulled off that stunning upset. Well, he's going to be back in the Cup Series for Colleague Racing, and he is coming back now, and he's going to compete in the Daytona 500 also. So Justin Haley, one of those guys, figure he's going to be a factor in the Xfinity Series this year with no Custer, no Bell, or Reddick. He plans to factor in there, and I believe Colleague Racing could have something to say here. And obviously they have Almendinger back there as well, who made multiple appearances on that Xfinity Series program last year. So Haley's going to be there as well. And another guy coming off of, well, retirement for that week, apparently front row as David Reagan to hop in one of those cars. I believe it's the 36. So he makes a reunion himself here, obviously. McDowell. We talked about McFront Row on the final episode of the Ride NASCAR podcast. McDowell, John Hunter Nemechek, and the return of David Reagan to the 500 as well. So, again, a lot of 500 news coming in here. Obviously, the Daytona 500 kicks off the year next month. So, like I said, things are heating up on the track, and the Rolex 24 is going to be starting, I believe, I want to say it's next weekend for sure. I have to double check and look at that for sure. So, yes, a lot of stuff going on there. So, yeah, so David Reagan making a return to the Cup Series to race in the 36 for Front Row. Front Row had three drivers last year in Reagan, McDowell, and Matt Tiff. Obviously, Matt Tiff's released. Now, you ask your veteran driver, David Reagan, to come back, so at least for a race, so he'll be back in that ride. So Reagan's pretty good speedway driver, so we'll see how that's going to help them move forward. So a lot of these loose rides coming together here. Reagan will try to make the 500. Chastain also trying to make the 500 run as well. So a lot of these pieces are starting to come together here as we approach Speed Weeks here, 2020, down in Daytona. Listen to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with ET3. And of course, I'll throw this in here real quick for the Truex Nation crew. What up, Truex Nation? Mark Truex Jr., Bass Pro Shops scheme of 2020, lit on fire on social media. Instead of the orange and black, it is now a darkish reddish and black color, which I really love, really like. And it happens to be, obviously, red. It's one of the favorite colors of mine, obviously. So this is going to fit in perfectly to that as well. So definitely, I know already a couple of friends of mine from the group is going to Daytona 500. And before we hopped on record the podcast, shout out Kim. She's going to be going down there. Does she live? I have to ask her. I believe she lives in Florida somewhere down there, if my memory is correct down there. So shout out Kim. Keep getting better. And I'm very excited that you're going down there for the Daytona 500 coming up next month. So a lot of things happen, like I said, about the Super Bowl of all of NASCAR. Speaking of, we'll save that for the final spot of the podcast here. I'm going to move straight in to the Falcons and what they did So putting our car in the garage for the time being, talking other sports, which were pretty mainly football here for a second here. Falcons in the 2019 year on a 4-game winning streak, including knocking off the 49ers in that. Panthers, Jaguars, and of course, knocking off Jameis and the Bucks in overtime with a pick six to end it. So, makes you wonder, what if for this team? I have no idea what to expect. Obviously, the roster is a concern going in to the offseason and whatnot. Well, offseason already started, but, you know, in the year like that, 6-2 after a stupid slow start, 1-7, yeah, you can't have that next year if you're going to get back to the top of the board, or at least get yourself back to the playoffs where the Saints stumbled yet again. But very happy the way that we ended the year, and hopefully get some mojo going in the offseason. They got to hit the draft picks, TD, DQ, they got to hit the draft picks, because they get off to a slow like this, they're going to be toasted next time. The next either mid-season or whatnot, what it is, there's just too much talent going on to be starting like that. And to go 6-2 to beat the third seed in the NFC, which was the Saints, who got knocked off by the Vikings, who play in just a bit, and take down the number one seed, which was the 49ers, beat them. So, yeah, very, very strange year for sure in the ATL for the Falcons and K-State football here in Manhattan, Kansas. The college, Kansas State University, ends in disappointment, that's for sure. A few weeks ago, losing to Navy on a trick play at the gun, pretty much. Damn. I mean, yeah, nobody didn't see it coming and whatnot, but kudos to Navy. And while I'm on the subject, yes, my sister is a part of the Navy, so they were shipped out last week. So, amongst a lot of things that are going on in this country right now, gotta keep our troops, Army people, or Navy people, or Air Force people, or Reserve people in your prayers this week. Yeah, a lot's been happening in Iran, as you know. Not gonna go too deep, not gonna go down that rabbit hole right now. Y'all know what's going on down there, over there, right now. So, yeah, 2020 starting off literally with a bang, and we have everybody down there, over there, or wherever they're stationed right now, doing what they gotta do to protect this country. So definitely, we're so thankful for all of you, men and women who are suffering for this country, and definitely keep everyone in your prayers throughout the week. So there's that spiel. But yeah, Navy on the football side of things, I mean, yeah, the offense played absolutely poorly. And a lot of missed opportunities for sure. Oh, it was a fantastic 8-5 year. Upset number 5 team in the country, Oklahoma. You beat KU to the woodshed in football. You take down your most hated rival, Iowa State, which got their butt spanked by Notre Dame. So, a lot to be proud of here, obviously. And the recruiting class is pretty damn good. So, right now, I mean, you gotta be excited for the future of K-State football. If you're listening to this podcast, obviously, which we have quite a few here in the listening area. And for those who don't know K-State football that well, obviously, I talk about it here and there. So, I give it to you a little bit here in the podcast. So, definitely, that's what it is. And it'll be interesting to see going forward what direction this takes us. Well, we're going in the right direction here. You ask me, had this team pick 6-6 with a Bill Snyder roster here, obviously, and they definitely overachieved and even done some more. So definitely would have been nice to force that in the overtime instead of let down a fourth down pass, a trick play pass, beat you at the buzzer, and then obviously Navy kicked the field goal to win that ball game. So definitely a missed opportunity there. But for Chris Klieman to get 8 wins, hey man, that's huge kudos right there. Meanwhile, on the other side of the fence, is the basketball team. And I, probably 80% of us K-State alumni and even players, probably would have told you going into the year, we were picked 9th, obviously, and we were pissed. Obviously, we thought we were more talented than that heading into the year. And oh, we said, oh, well, you know, we'll show them guys. But this has been anything but, and you have flight problems. Obviously, with this brutal weather, with K-State being held up, and the last time I checked, they were still held up. They have basketball game tonight down in Austin, Texas, where they had multiple tornado watches and warnings last night due to this weather down here. So, yeah, it has not been a pretty year at this point. Come off a Big 12 championship year, and it's been ugly. That's just anywhere to put it but for this team, and I just feel bad. I feel terrible for Xavier Sneed, top dog, top best player on this team right now, you just got to feel for him. McCall Maywean ain't doing shit, and Cordae Jada ain't doing shit either. So, tough. I haven't been watching too much K-State basketball, obviously because of football. That trend's going to continue today because, yeah, Titans and Ravens play in primetime tonight on CBS. But, yeah, fact of the matter is this team was picked 9th, and they're playing like a team that is, yeah, worse in the conference right now. And, yeah, that's kind of a mind-boggling thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just what it is. I mean, you would think that Cartier would take a step up. Everyone was on that Cartier train after last year. You know, what he did last year, obviously, Dean, Kamau, Barry Brown, and them guys. But yeah, you just shake your head at the progression, especially the Maywean. trying to keep this as clear as I can, but I can't see how hard it is. Very, very disappointing season to this point. 0-2, no wins in conference play. You're going against Texas Tech. You're going against Texas tonight in Austin. And it just makes you cringe. I mean, it's not like they got, okay, so we got 3 talented freshmen. And it's not like that this team is getting blown out. They're losing close games. This team started out, 5-1, something like that, and lost. They have been on a losing streak for quite some time. And like I said, they have not won a conference game yet. Chance here to do it in Austin tonight, but I just don't know. I haven't been paying attention. I've been in and out. But when I've been watching them, it's been something else. You know, you hear about the turnovers, everything else. And, yeah, you would expect at least Jada to play better, but yeah, he's taking a step backwards this year, at least to this point. He ain't done shit. Maywean has looked like a fumbling fool out there. Sneed has done what he can, and then obviously kind of a couple of bright spots for this basketball team here. David Sloan, I mean, yeah, he's a JUCO transfer, yeah, he's still learning the ropes, but every time he's been on the floor, he's been giving K-State a jolt of energy with his offense, whatnot. Dejuan Gordon, the Chicago Player of the Year, has shown some brightness here and there. Martavius Murphy, but yeah, you would expect Jada to up his game a little bit, but he's just been playing. That's really the thing. The mind-boggling thing is all about it is Cartier Jada and his kind of his digress this year, at least to this point anyway. So, I mean, yeah, he had the game saver against Tulsa You're in a 3Y NASCAR podcast here. Obviously, not talking NASCAR this segment or the next segment. So we'll wrap it up with some more football talk here. But yeah, absolutely disappointing season here, and it could get even worse here as hopefully, good Lord, bust him a good travels down there to Austin after some major hiccups with the airplane lines here. Obviously, the cold having an effect in that as well. The ice storm yesterday here. So, yeah, I guess I should stop, say, Big D, enough rambling on that. We'll just see what happens there with K-State in Texas here. Like I said, they haven't been being blown out that much this year. They've just lost in heartbreaking fashion, or they just can't close. This team, at least up to now, the current present time, cannot close a deal whatsoever. And yeah, it stinks. I mean, you don't want, you want to be KU. You want to reload every year and compete for Big 12 championships. That's what you want to do. You just don't want to settle for a cycle of, all right, we're a senior-leaded team. We're going to go compete for the Big 12 championship. We're going to win that, share that with Tech, and next thing you know, we're like shit, and we can't win any more games. I mean, that's frustrating, man. Frustrating to watch on the other side. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, you can tell us to be patient and whatnot, but, hey, the matter of fact is you're coming off of a remarkable year, really remarkable last couple years, and now this team coming in had expectations of being better than ninth. Well, hasn't really done that much, and I just feel so bad for Zayre Sneed, who came back, who decided to come back at the last moment for a senior year, and this is what it repays them. Just don't know. See what happens tonight at Texas. They play their third conference game, and yeah, you know what, us in that whole little sequence there, I did not mention NCAA tournament or NIT. Yeah, this team ain't worthy of that as I speak right now. We'll return to the 3Y NASCAR podcast. We'll wrap up with some off-field news and the Chiefs taking on the Houston Texans here in KC in their playoff game tomorrow. 3Y returns.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
It is 23 degrees as we begin to wrap up the 3Y NASCAR podcast 2020 season opener. Eddie Gritter III for the 3Y NASCAR podcast, all about the latest in the world of motor sports, trucks, Xfinity Cup. Y'all know what it is. We talk Cup the first segment, last segment here. Kind of put some bundles together here for the 500. Included talking some K-State football and basketball and rapping with some Falcons. And now Chiefs. Obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs, due to the Patriots self-destructing regular season finale at home against the Miami Dolphins, as you know by now, the Patriots, defending Super Bowl champs, well, we're going to have a new champion in the NFL. They were eliminated by the Titans, who play tonight, as we record this podcast, obviously. And again, folks, you're looking for this episode. Episode will be uploaded on Tuesday night, the day, night after the national championship game. So we'll officially be back as this engine is warmed up and cooking here in Manhattan, Kansas. Chiefs take on Houston. Obviously, Houston coming off of a tremendous... All the games last week in the wildcard round were absolutely fun to watch, including the Philly-Seattle game, which went down to the wire, final couple plays, and that one as well. And, yeah, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, part two. These two teams met earlier in the year in Arrowhead, and KC started off hot. But at the end of the night, though, Deshaun Watson took down Patrick Mahomes and Chiefs in Arrowhead, and they're going to have to look for the same thing this time in bigger fashion. Obviously, all the hype around here has been Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. And yes, my team ain't playing anymore. That's Falcons. Now I got to look at forward to seeing what the Chiefs do now moving in these playoffs. Obviously, Mahomes and company lost at home last year in the AFC title game. So, to the Patriots after beating the Colts in their second round last year. So, they got the home field. Yeah, they got the home field for this game. So, we'll see if they can take advantage of it. Obviously, the weather's going to play. Well, it ain't going to be a factor anymore because the weather changed. Supposed to be a little bit worse than what it is. But actually, we're going to get some clear skies. Still going to be cold, really cold, brutal. KC is going to be red out, obviously. Obviously, you know that for the listening air of KC. So, these two teams will meet again. Big D was working on something here for me here, and I believe he's on that now. But, hey, man, I mean, we have these two teams going after one another. It's just the way it is. KC finished 12-4. In regular season and getting that critical first round bye. Yeah, you got to go back to early October. Thank you, Big D. 31-24 in that contest there back in early October. Watson and Hyde show led this bunch here. In fact, here, Sean Watson was picked off twice in that game back in October through a touchdown. But Carlos Hyde, 116 yards in that one there, and they seized the win there in KC. Patrick Mahomes threw for 273, three TDs and a pick in that one as well. So the Chiefs are going to move on to the AFC Championship for the second consecutive year. They're going to get past Deshaun Watson and company in Houston, Buffalo. Buffalo on the wrong side of a comeback again. So, they shouldn't keep, you know, for all purposes, ESPN should stop showing the Buffalo comeback on Houston Oilers some 30 years ago. Stop doing that. Because you might be janking the Bills doing that. But instead, you know, the Bills, you thought, oh man, Bills going to run away with this thing. Uh-uh. Texans were a different team in the second half to turn things around. And, oh, by the way, this game winning overtime. Vikings Saints win the overtime as well. Vikings won on the first possession of the game of overtime, obviously. So that's what sets up now. Vikings 49ers here in less than an hour now. Probably say 40 minutes from now. Wrap up this podcast here and get set for some more football, playoff football here on the horizon. But here, doing a little something, a little for our listeners of KC and the Chiefs here. Chiefs kick off the doubleheader tomorrow against Houston, looking for back-to-back AFC title appearances. And depending on what happens tonight with Tennessee and Baltimore, We'll see what happens here. But that will be one puzzle that will be answered here at Tennessee, obviously. Mike Vrabel put down the stops on Bill Belichick and the Patriots there. So, well, finally, we'll not see a Patriots Super Bowl. And, yeah, you can say what you want on social media, whether you're a Tom Brady fan or not. Bottom line is now, at least for the start of the decade, we don't have to see a Patriots Super Bowl. So there's that. And double whammy at that top of that. No Saints either. So, yeah. Boom, baby. 3Y NASCAR podcast here. EG3. Whereas we close in on the end of this week's EG3 3Y NASCAR episode. And yes, LSU, Clemson, kind of put a bow on the football for this coming week. Obviously, like I said, this podcast is going to come out, or say, this episode will come out the night after the national championship game is over. And I've been sitting on this for quite some time, and the wife might not want to listen to this prediction, this episode here, because, yeah, she lived in South Carolina. Obviously, she's from, my wife's from a military family, so they live in a couple of places here in the United States, and one of those places was South Carolina. Clemson Tiger, they ain't lost a game in some 29. They're on a 29-game winning streak, and Trevor Lawrence hasn't won a game, hasn't lost a game since high school. So I've been sitting on it, and one of my football teams, the Florida Gators, took LSU to the limit earlier, or going back to earlier this year, which was means last year in 2019 there. And yeah, we played them all the way through. And that doesn't mean saying not giving Clemson much of a chance. Not saying that, obviously, but they were one of the few times they were battle tested. Clemson was Ohio State in that one, and they came out flat, and they rallied the ship here and knocked off Ohio State. There were a couple of brutal calls that went their way, but at the end of the day, though, they took advantage of those calls and won the football game pure grit. This time, though, you're going in a hostile environment here, and, I mean, the last time, I mean, they lost to Alabama, LSU did, but the last time they won a national championship in a setting like that at home, you got to go back to when they play Ohio State there. That place was rocking, and you thought the Saints game, Vikings was going to be rocking, was rocking. Yeah, it's going to be triple times that with all at stake here. LSU, the chance here to go all the way undefeated here to knock off Clemson. And somebody, there's got to be a loser in this. There is no winners. There's no tiebreakers. None of that, folks. None of that whatsoever. I've been sitting on it, and I'm going to... Yeah, this game, it's going to be an entertaining ball game. I'll be surprised if it's not. But at the end of the day, though, LSU, you know, you're going to have Clemson, LSU, they're going to have to do what they've done all year long. LSU takes it, two scores. Yeah, that's what I got. And I'm going to stick with that. Clemson will, the rain will be over when this podcast comes out. LSU takes it, two scores. It's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be a four-quarter game, no doubt. LSU gets a critical turnover and seizes it. Two-score winner. LSU has not lost. Neither has Clemson. But LSU takes it in the home crowd. And, of course, yes, real quick here, obviously, before we sign off here. Yep, with things about the podcast here this year, probably was to go into it more, obviously, with the birth of an upcoming child through adoption here. The podcast could be on a small hiatus, but I'm working on this, some stuff now to probably be some interviews in there. And this is going to be in March, obviously, so for sure, we will work through those as the season gets going and when that moment comes along, yeah, I will definitely bring you the news for sure. We have our taco dinner in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, pretty much, our big event, taco fundraiser at the church that we go to, and gender reveal will go down in prime time. Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Big D's going to be there, along with so many others as well. So I'm not gonna give too much of that, obviously, right now, but just want to continue to give you guys the update about that as well. We're going to go right down the wire here with the recording here. So top of the hour, 3 o'clock here, Central Time. Vikings 49ers coming up at the bottom of the hour. So lots to look forward to for the rest of the month here, obviously. And obviously, football is heating up here with FCS just got done. I don't know who won that game with James Madison, North Dakota State there. But we're going to find out when we sign up for this podcast. For now, though, Big D, let's wrap this thing up, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Again, at EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. And, of course, you can find it through our NASCAR Podcast wherever you download your podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and more. This has been a tremendous... We're warming up a little bit here in Manhattan, Kansas. It's very cold, but finally, we're getting our car back on the track. And the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 in 2020 is off and running. Folks, thanks for listening. Big D here. EG3 signing off. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We will talk to you next week. But for right now, we're about to watch the divisional round. And we are out.